wow, can you imagine 2024? I was reflecting when I was a kid and thinking about, I was thinking one time about 1980, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness gracious, are we ever going to get there? And now, we not only there, we done past 1980, and now we're in 2024, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm old. Well, I hope and pray that you're doing well, and we got so many wonderful things happening in the United Methodist Church, and things here at Bethel. Travis had told me that this coming year, he's going to change his music ministry, and we're going to be doing some exciting things. So if you haven't been attending in person, you might want to come this year. And I'm going to start a new series after Epiphany, because this is a wonderful time of the year to reflect on the birth of Christ and how Christ was revealed to the world, and we celebrate Epiphany. And so I hope and pray that you'll start coming again. I'm going to start a new series. I don't know how long it'll take, but it's entitled God Bless America Again. Now, God has blessed America. We are founded on God's blessings, and we are a covenant people, and our founding fathers made a covenant with God, and we have drifted away from that, and we're asking God, God, we repent. Would you bless us again? And I think 2024 is going to be the time there God will bless us again. So I want to reflect on that. So it'll be a long series similar to what we did with the Holy Spirit School. I didn't realize the Holy Spirit School was 17 weeks, but I hope you got something out of it. So with that said, birthdays, I'm not sure about birthdays, although I know there are some, but anniversaries, it doesn't always have to be a wedding anniversary. Any milestone in your life is important to remember as an anniversary. But I do know of one anniversary, and the reason that I know is Judy and I were married on Epiphany. And I think that's pretty cool because I had an epiphany when God revealed to me her love and grace that was available. And we got married on Epiphany. And as a pastor, I thought, wow, because of my wedding anniversary, we're going to sing Happy Birthday Anniversary. Tina taught us that song when we didn't know specifically birthday or specific anniversary. Here we go. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Have a wonderful day. Hope to see you in person and someday in church. We miss you, we love you, and God loves you most importantly. God bless.